Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on Hot Business tonight, markets and company news. I'm joined by Chantal Marks, Head of Research and Content Development at FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal, good evening to you. Let's start with Impala Platinum, an announcement out today saying first half earnings are expected to fall by as much as 49%. And it's rather sad because there's improved refined and saleable output. Sales volumes are better. The company has spoken in the past about strong cost controls. This is all a rand play, isn't it?
Well, it's a rand play and then a platinum group metals price story. So PGM prices have remained under so much pressure. So the stronger rand didn't help them. But because platinum group metal prices have been so weak, it doesn't matter how much they mine. It doesn't matter how much they refine or how much they sell. Profitability will be under pressure because revenue will be under pressure.
The company talks, for instance, about its performance at Marula, one of its shafts, saying it's challenged by constrained mining flexibility and organizational restructuring. What is mining flexibility?
Oh, well, it just means how easy it is to mine a specific part of the mine. So when a company is looking at when the company develops a mine, they'll usually mine the easiest to mine areas first, and then they kind of have to start thinking about how they're going to mine the rest of the mine. And sometimes you can have a situation where it's very difficult to mine a specific section of that shaft, or you have to make a new plan in order to mine it more efficiently. So mining flexibility just speaks to that. It seems from their perspective, it was just very difficult to maneuver around how they will actually mine that specific section of the shaft.
And Chantal, the share price today reflecting that story, I guess.
Yes, but I actually think it didn't look too bad. So 1.7% down as we are speaking, but the rest of the sector is actually under a little bit more pressure. So Impala outperforming. I think probably a sell the rumor, buy the news type scenario at the moment.
Chantal, let's move from platinum to gold, and Pan African Resources share price down nearly 6% today. The group expecting to report a significant drop in headline earnings. Just remind us how big Pan African Resources is and what's driving this this particular announcement, given that other gold miners have been reporting a fairly robust performance.
So, I mean, Pan African is probably one of the smaller gold miners from a South African listed gold mining perspective. The biggest ones would be Gold Fields, Anglo Gold, and Harmony. But Pan African is expanding and it's growing pretty quickly, and its production is going to expand quite a bit over the next 2 years. Their biggest problem that they faced in this specific period under review was that they actually forward sold the gold that they produced, but the price that they got for that gold was lower than what the gold price ended up being. So they kind of sold their gold too early at a too low price. And then because they had a situation where they had committed to it, they couldn't benefit fully from the higher gold price. But those contracts are coming to an end now in February. So I would expect them to fully benefit from higher gold prices after February. And then I think one of the things that the market also didn't like was just the fact that gold sales were a little bit disappointing. But perhaps that is just a function of them trying to get through these contracts.
So looking at the gold price now, it's been hovering today around $2,900 an ounce. And as far as this company is concerned, therein lies the risk and the danger of hedging.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think that they hedged at around $2,300 an ounce. Now, if you look at Pan African, though, they actually have a very attractive cost profile. So they tend to mine at a lower cost than the bigger guys or the other guys in South Africa. So they probably thought that $2,300 an ounce was pretty good, and it guaranteed them a pretty decent margin. But they didn't. I don't think that they for 1 second thought that we'd be almost at $3,000 an ounce by the end of that hedging period.
All right, let's pivot from gold to Telkom. Yesterday, I haven't looked at the share price today, but the shares yesterday rising to their highest level in almost 2 years. Strong results for Q3 for Telkom. I guess the question is, how sustainable is this?
So I actually like the fact that the result wasn't necessarily driven by high revenue growth, because there really wasn't any revenue growth for Telkom. It was driven by a much better cost performance and by some of the faster growing businesses and the higher margin businesses performing exceptionally well. So in their consumer business, mobile data and then data around the fiber business generally, all of this performed so well. Profitability improved. It just seems as if they're pulling the right levers. They're cutting out legacy costs as well. Even that business with the fixed lines, the legacy business, saw an improvement in profitability. So I think that they're doing the right thing at the moment. It's looking a lot healthier. I think we are moving up in the quality spectrum when it comes to Telkom. Just a very encouraging result yesterday, and it still doesn't look like an expensive stock.
And Chantal also assisted, I guess, by the planned sale of its masts and towers business, that's SwiftNet, something closing in on 7 billion rand. That's not too shabby.
Yes, so I think that that will be quite positive for it, because they'll be able to focus on what they want to focus on, which is that data-led strategy, including the fiber and the mobile data business. It'll just focus management attention on that, obviously give them a really nice boost from a balance sheet and a cash flow perspective. And then the other area where they are actually generating quite a bit of cash is in Gyro, which is the property business. So Telkom's a significant property owner in South Africa, even though a lot of those patches of land isn't really usable. But they have started to sell some of those pockets of land, and they've been fetching prices that are not too shabby. So I foresee an improvement in the balance sheet, an improvement in cash generation, and then ultimately a really nice improvement in shareholder returns if they can stay the course.
I want to move on to Barloworld. It's a fascinating story. Doesn't seem to have an end at this point, though, but there is a proposed 23 billion rand buyout. A lot of headlines saying it could be a defining moment for economic transformation in South Africa, but there is still some resistance as far as this is concerned. How do you see this playing out in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I mean, it is quite interesting because you have an insider who's part of the consortium who's trying to buy this business. And there's always a question mark around that. Whenever you look at a management buyout transaction or founding family buyout or anything like that, it starts to put into question the independence of the entire process. And I think that that's where the question marks come from. But the price doesn't look too bad. I would say, though, that it's quite an opportune time because we're at the bottom of the cycle when it comes to commodities. So their equipment business has been under pressure in South Africa, and I think similarly you have a situation in Russia where that equipment business would be struggling as well. So it is an opportune time for a buyout. Perhaps just some question marks around the insiders being involved in that, but I don't think it's an unfair price, and I actually think that this one could go through.
And that's exactly what shareholders are saying, because if you look at the share price on my screen right now, 109 rand and 49 cents, that's up by over 1%.
Yes, absolutely. I think that shareholders are comfortable with that price at the moment, and yeah, I mean, I would think that this thing will go through, but I think that the question marks probably won't go away until shareholders have their money in the bank.
And that's where we're going to leave it tonight. Chantal Marks, Head of Research and Content Development and FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.